You were discussing the beautiful sunnahs and the sublime sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the reality is that sunnahs are that lifestyle that has been designed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, the one that gave us our existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed this lifestyle and this way, this trend, this brand name of sunnah for the ummah which Allah ta'ala loves the most. Therefore, we make an effort to bring as many sunnahs in our life as possible. So every moment of our life, whether we're going to sleep, whether to eat, whether awakening, there are sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every moment we can become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yesterday we had discussed benefits of engaging in dhikr at bedtime, and what du'as a person can read, or rewards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a person. Thereafter it mentions dhikr transforms the bed into a masjid. Dhikr means the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transforms the bed into a masjid. Abu Murra Ajali rahmatullah alayhi narrates that the bed of a person who retires to eat in a state of wudu. Abu Murra Ajali rahimahullah narrates that the bed of a person who retires to eat in a state of wudu and engages in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst upon it, is regarded as a masjid. That bed becomes a masjid by the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dhikr is something very light. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, third kalima, durood sharif, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi, astaghfirullah. All these are simple dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that bed, so to say, transforms and becomes a masjid. This person receives the reward of being engaged in dhikr and salah until he awakens. So just by making wudu, going to bed, making some dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the person will receive the reward of being engaged in dhikr and salah until he awakens, Fathul Bari. Note, by engaging in dhikr prior to falling off to sleep, one receives the reward of being in dhikr for the whole night, long after one may have slept away. Then sins equivalent to the form of the siya are forgiven. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites this dua whilst in bed will have all his sins forgiven, even though they are equivalent to the foam of the oceans. And we don't know whether we'll wake up in the morning. But we know when we go to bed, we feel that we are going to wake up. Maybe I'll read it tomorrow, or I'll learn it by next year Ramadan. The sooner we can learn it, at least once in our lifetime also, we make amal upon these du'as in the sunnah, we'll get the full reward of it, inshallah. Whoever recites his dua whilst in bed will have all his sins forgiven, even though they are equivalent to the foam of the oceans. The dua is, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Most of these kalimat, we know them. Just that the sequence and tarteeb is a bit different. Again, this dua, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. What we call a fat kalima. That's how it begins more or less. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamdu huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then the third kalima, Subhanallah walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. The reward for this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins, even though they may be equal, equivalent to the foam of the oceans. Note, how unfortunate is it that we sleep totally negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These applications, du'as, we call them wazifas also, and practices guarantee the goodness of this world and the hereafter for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the good fortune of engaging in dhikr excessively. Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam awoke during the night, he would read La ilaha illallah thrice. But are different. This is the time of tahajjud. And as we mentioned yesterday, we will share also those wazaif at the time of tahajjud, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam recite astaghfirullah 10 times, alhamdulillah 10 times, Allahu Akbar 10 times, subhanallah 10 times, subhanallah al-malikul quddus, subhanallah bihamdihi, la ilaha illallah, all these 10 times, and different du'as which we recited at the time of tahajjud. Supplications at bedtime, istighfar, seeking forgiveness. Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whoever recites the following dua before going to sleep will have all his sins pardoned, even though they are equivalent to the foam of the sea, or the number of leaves on the trees, or equivalent to the number of days of this world. Subhanallah. Allah is prepared to forgive. These duas, you will find that this is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to the barakah of rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi of Allah came as a rahmah. Now when you heard the first dua, this is so long dua, by tonight I'll forget this dua. So Allah ta'ala made it even more easier from all these duas for us just to understand. It was only one dua, and I don't have the memory, I don't have the capacity, why I forget, I'm too tired at night. Now I'm stuck only with this one dua and I just can't get it right. But there's a whole variety of duas. Maybe the sunnah will catch you, the shorter one, or the longer one, or the easier one. At least one of them now I can recite before I go to sleep. And by reciting them, I'll become the beloved of Allah. Because this dua was in the tongue of Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of Allah. So the riwayat of Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever recites the following dua before going to sleep will have all his sins pardoned, even though they are equivalent to the foam of the sea, or the number of leaves on the trees, or equivalent to the number of days of the world. What is that wazifa? Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Just recites that and Allah will give him the full reward. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Some riwayat they say three times. Riwayat of Tirmidhi Sharif comes, who recited three times, making istighfar, to keep in mind also, Ya Allah, I'm making istighfar for all my sins of the day. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. And here we are also taught that the easiest way to remember any wazifa, any dua, first of all is to make amal up, or to practice it and to share it. Practice and share, you won't forget. So now that we learn something, get a copy of it, make a note of it, and go share it with the family at home. You're going to bed with the wife or the children, make the children read it, you also read it now. They're going to bed at 8 o'clock, you're going at 10 o'clock, no problem, read it now with the intention. I'm reading before I'm going to sleep, you're not going to wake up, you're already awake. So you are going to sleep 2 hours time, 3 hours time, and inshallah we'll get the full reward of it. So sharing the dua, giving da'wah towards it, and also practicing it, a person will never forget this, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to recite istighfar 12,000 times daily. 12,000 times daily istighfar. This was a ma'mool and the words of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 12,000 istighfar daily. And a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَكُلَّوْ وَعْدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Every one of them Allah ta'ala promised them jannat. Then too they were so afraid. So we hear this, we say subhanallah. So much he read, and the second thing to come to mind, Ya Allah, how much am I reading istighfar in a day? I don't feel the pain of my own sins. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were so concerned, they're asking Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness for 12,000 times in one day. He also had a string which had 1,000 knots, what we call nowadays a tasbih. Tasbih now, we have 1,000 danas, 100 danas, right, 100 beads on it. So it's similar to the tasbih of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He would not go to bed before completing the recitation of subhanallah upon it. So how many subhanallah that was? 1,000 subhanallah. Obviously now in our zamana, before we do this now, we can ask permission from the Minister of Home Affairs, because they're also waiting for us. Now we've got 1,000 dana tasbih, I've got to finish my subhanallah. Sheikh, I must finish my tasbihat before I sleep. So this alhamdulillah, when in the path of Allah, itikaf, we can do it. The rest of it now, when you're driving home, on the way we're walking home, start finishing all our wazaif. Tasbih-e-Fatimi, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Hazrat Ali, and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, should I not show you a supplication which is better than possessing a slave? When you retire to bed, recite subhanallah 33 times. Alhamdulillah 33 times and Allahu Akbar 33 times. This is better for you than owning a slave. Doesn't take much time also, very easy. Allah Ta'ala will give the strength to do all the work in the house. The narration recorded by Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayh reports that one should read Allahu Akbar 34 times. In this way, one would complete 100 to keep in mind also, my dear brothers, this is now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching his beloved daughter and his son-in-law also. They're better than a slave. You recite this wazaif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your work easy for you. So to put things in perspective, which we feel is very important, sometimes some things are said in the majalis. And sometimes whether we understand it or misconstrue it. And then the brother will go home and say, but Hazrat said like this, so no domestic. Fi tasbih Fatimi. I used to save his 3,000-4,000 for the month, so he gave her 3 tasbihat. And all your work will get done. But that is for you, for your level. For your level, in that case, you run your business without staff then. If you need 10 staff, really times 10. But you give it to the wife, this wazifa is for you. You must read it. So put things in perspective also. If you didn't understand it properly, find out how they put this into amal. What does it mean now? It's better than a slave. Doesn't mean don't have a slave. Doesn't mean don't have a slave or a worker at home. But every dunyawi action also, make it a dini action. But having this slave also, recite this bi Fatimi. Allah Ta'ala will make the work even more easy for you. That is the right also, and the haqq of the wife at home, that she has a domestic to assist her in her chores within the house. So the narration recorded by Imam Dawood rahmatullah alayhi reports that one should read Allahu Akbar 34 times. In this way, one would complete 100. The Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that they never omitted this practice from the day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instructed them to carry it out till the end of their lives. And remember, it is more easy for understanding, because the Fatima radiallahu anhu accept this. Because the father told her. Husband says something else now. My father tells the daughter, never mind, you read this. Allah will make your work easy. She accepted it easier now. My father told me. The husband says it, she won't accept it, so it won't be so palatable. So we can understand from the narration also where it came from and how they understood this. So the Ali radiallahu anhu says that from the day they heard this from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they never omitted it until the end of their lives. Even on the day of the historic battle of Siffin, when the battle was raging, the Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu managed to read the tasbih late at night also, even in the battlefield. That was the level of the pabandi and how they were punctual upon what they had heard from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Note, many merits, virtues have been documented regarding the benefits of reading the tasbih prior to sleeping. Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah has written that whoever routinely carries out the above practice will be able to accomplish difficult tasks with much ease. And this also we read after every salah is sunnah. Then only after Fajr and Asr, to every salah. Tasbih Fatimi after the sunnahs and nafil, the read of Tasbih Fatimi, Ayat al-Kursi, the three quls, etc. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali has written that the benefits of Tasbih Fatimi has been proven time and again. When recited at bedtime, it repels all tiredness and gives one renewed stamina. But this is a sunnah. Before going to bed, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to bring it into our life, inshallah. You recite our surah Yasin now, inshallah. Please can take the kitabs. Read the surah Yasin. Mm.